Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by Everbank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
It is indeed a happy final for the Jaguars in Week 6 at Soldier Field, Chicago. Final score, Jaguars 17, Bears 16. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey here in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor is on the line from South Florida. And there are three smiles at least. Well, there's six smiles in this room total if you count everybody here. And I'm sure all Jags fans throughout are, I don't know if they're so far smiling as relieved today, Fred. How about that?
JP, you got to count my smile. Hey, man, that was something. I remember getting your text and saying the game was flat. And indeed it was flat. Well, all of that is irrelevant. Yeah, at the end of the day, the name of the game is win, baby. Just win.
No doubt. They got done today. And it was not pretty in the first half. That's all forgotten. The no-huddle stuff in the second half got moving. And finally, Mike, the Jags found a little offensive rhythm there in the second half. The fourth quarter, at least.
If you want to. I don't know if your receiver falling down, getting up and running 51 yards is rhythm, but I'll take it. We talked about this, JP, as the fourth quarter was unfolding. Couple of games, Freddie, that you felt like maybe they could have won or even should have won against Green Bay and Baltimore. Here's one I feel like Chicago's feeling the exact same way. They should have won it. That's what they're thinking. Doesn't matter. Jags win two in a row. I'm with you, Fred. Take it any way you can get it right now.
You're right, Mike. That's the nature of the league, man. It just depends on what side of the ball you're on when it happens. And fortunately for us, all Jaguar Nation, they're on the winning side of the ball. And you got to really tip your hat off to the entire staff, the guys that are out there playing. I mean, they play hard. They played the entire 60 minutes. And I'm going to go ahead and just spoil the season. My game ball goes to the team. My player of the game is to the team. I'm sorry, guys, but it's a team effort, and they won it together. They held their heads, and they won it together.
It's funny. We were talking before this show. It's like that player of the game is going to be interesting. Yep. If you go a number of ways today.
Well, you know my vote.
Okay, well, we'll save our votes for the rest of it. This should be interesting coming up. We're awaiting the comments of head coach Gus Bradley. Jeff Loggeman is standing by outside of the Jags locker room. And we'll have the first word with the head coach.
Yeah, let's get some credit to the defense here, guys. I mean, Fred, first half extended long drives, but not a ton of points for Chicago. And when they needed to have stops, particularly when Bortles got sacked from behind, didn't see it coming, they fumble, they hold Chicago to that field goal, or else the game's practically over at that point.
Yeah, Mike, the defense definitely needs credit where credit's due. They played well. The start at the beginning wasn't so great, but it wasn't necessarily bad. The offense didn't help them. Yet they only gave up 13 points, and they were still in it. They gave ourselves a chance to win. And at the end of the game, I think it was 8 third downs that they defended, which gave the ball right back to the offense. So, I mean, that those are great numbers. And, again, without them, there's no win today.
Fred Taylor with us, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey here in Jacksonville Jaguars postgame after a 17-16 Jaguars win today. We'll get to the full stats coming up a little later, but Bortles 271, a touchdown, an interception, and a fumble as well. Hearns 5 for 74. You know, knocked down, looked like he might not come back in the ball game, but he had a couple of big catches today. Alan Hearns, Fred.
Yeah, Hearns came to fight. He came to play. He's a fighter, one of those guys. You know, they're tough. They have a tough mindset, and nothing's going to keep Alan Hearns out of the game, I don't believe, man. He's been that way since he stepped into a Jaguars uniform. Started out, again, a little slow, but he made the plays that needed to be made, a lot of tough catches. He showed a lot of resiliency. And, you know, he's one of those leaders of the offense that the younger guys got to look to, or guys look to for a spark, and he gave them that today.
I thought we finally saw something out of Chris Ivory, too, guys, for the first time today. I think the conditions really called for it. It's kind of a soggy situation up there in Chicago, and you figure between the tackles, guys like he will have some success, Fred. And, you know, I think had the Jags not won this game, we would all be questioning the carries that Chris Ivory didn't get on that second down from the 1-yard line when they try to throw a fade to Mercedes, and of course, then they get the the false start that backs him up, and they can't run him on third down at that point, third and goal from about the 6 yard line. So I think fortunate that the play calling there didn't come back to haunt him, but nice to see Ivory finally getting in the mix today.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. I mean, I think every analyst and sports person, football person in the entire country would have said, hey, what are the Jaguars thinking? You pay this guy all the money and then you don't run him. But I understood the matchup. I understood the play, I understood the matchup. And sometimes as coaches, you know, we can get a little fancy, and they would all agree and admit to that. You know, and that's just part of game planning. You draw plays and you hope they work. And when they don't work, obviously there are going to be some objections and things to be said. Fortunately, you know, regardless of all of that, and I'm going to go back and watch it all and say, look, let's just keep it simple and pound our guy in there. Yet we got the win, and that's what everyone's going to celebrate. They can care less about the play calls at this point. I'm not even sure if they're going to watch the film tomorrow. It feels so good. I mean, this was a hard-fought game, and these are the ones that, you know, you don't realize how hard you fought until, you know, Wednesday afternoon. You're like, man, I'm tired. My legs are heavy. Why? You know, it wasn't a lot of plays, yet it was a hard-fought game, and they deserve to celebrate however they deem fit.
Jags win it 17-16. Tonight's game will be big. The Colts visit the Houston Texans. Texans at 3-2 entering this week had the division lead. Of course, if the Colts win, they would be officially in first place at, you know, 3-3, I guess. So all of a sudden with this win, no matter what happens tonight, even if the Texans win, you're right there on pace in the division still, Fred.
Yeah, and that's what we said going into the game in London. You know, just give yourself an opportunity. Win the ones that you're supposed to win. And then everything else will fall into place and take care of itself. It's a long league, a long season to this league. And injuries are going to happen. You know, and games are going to be lost that should have been won and vice versa. The only thing you can worry about is yourselves. Pay attention to your assignments, what you have to do on a weekly basis. Those things add up. And when it comes time, you're in position, then you take advantage of it. And if you're not, then you go back to the drawing boards and you're drafting, you know, somewhere in the top 15 or 20. So, again, the guys are fighting. They could easily be, and we keep saying it's 4-1. Well, at the same time, it could be the same the other way around. That's the nature of the game. I salute them for really, really fighting hard and getting this one today.
Yeah, happy with the result. Again, I think the quarterback needs to play better. I think Blake's got to improve his play, Fred, because if you're not going to be able to get this kind of performance, particularly on the road, out of your defense week in, week out, that time and again you put them in a bad position and ask them to step up for you. And they did, and they got the job done, and that's great. It's a team win, and like I said, I'm happy for all that. But Blake's got to be sharper going forward.
He does. You know, and I don't – it's in his stat column, you know, the one pick there. But we that should have been a caught ball by Allen Robinson, in my opinion. So I don't think, let's just say if that stat isn't there, naturally you will get at least some points out of that that play right there,
right,
or something. And then the fumble, he can be more careful with the ball, knowing that situation, the down and distance, second down. Let's not direct the band, you know, let's tuck it and get three, get ready for third down and possibly a punt if third down doesn't work.
All right, Fred, let's interrupt you real quick. Let's go to the locker room, Soldier Field. Gus Bradley with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Gus, 17-16 victory here in Chicago, just the way you drew it up, wasn't it?
Not exactly. You know what? We knew it was going to be a physical game. It was going to be a hard-fought, and it had the chance to be a low-scoring game. So, you know, just appreciate our guys' effort all the way throughout. You don't win the game in the first quarter. You got to finish, and we did.
For your offense to be able to put together down two possessions, to put together a drive, first one was 11 plays, 63 yards. The second one, 4 plays, 78 yards. Certainly a big performance at crunch time.
It was. You know, and that's what we said. Just keep having faith. We knew that we had limited possessions in the fourth quarter, and we had to take advantage of it. We changed tempo up a little bit, and you know what? Our guys really rallied.
Defense challenged all day long. Alshon Jeffery, Jalen Ramsey, a great matchup. Jeffery got some catches on him. And when it came to the critical moment, they go back to Alshon Jeffrey, and Jalen Ramsey makes an excellent play.
He did. He made an unbelievable play. And Jalen will be the first to admit that first half was challenging. But you know what? I think he had a lot of growth. You know, we challenged our team to grow up in the second half. And, you know, he made a play. And, you know, that's what you need in crunch time.
You get to 2-3. What can a victory like this do for your football team?
Well, there's a lot of messages in this game, you know what, and ability to come back. And that's what we tell. The first half, that wasn't us. It's not acceptable how we played in the first half. And we got a second half to come out and change that. So hopefully we can build off of that. It's a gut check time for us that second half, and our guys came through.
All right, Gus, congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
There you have it. The Jaguars head coach just outside of the Jags locker room after a 17-16 win. When we come back, Jeff Lagerman inside the happy locker room. The Jags are 2-3 after a win over the Chicago Bears, who fall to 1-5. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
The Southern Chevy dealers and the Jaguars are teaming up to bring you the...
Okay, great game. Boy, many stories took place in this game. The first quarter, the first half, the second half. You know, it was a challenging halftime in our locker room. Just didn't feel like we were playing up to our capabilities. Still some of those mistakes that we've showed up. And we give our team a lot of credit. Come back in the second half. A couple possessions that were critical possessions in the fourth quarter and made plays in that. So guys really stood up. We knew it was going to be a physical game. We knew it was going to be a tough, low-scoring game and had the ability to do that. Very well-coached team. I said that at the beginning of the week, and that those guys played with tremendous effort. And so to come out, you know, on the road and get a win is big for us. Well, I just think that, you know what, it's about just being mature and growing up. You know, there's too many mistakes that we're better than doing. You know, there's a chance we could be sitting here talking about that first possession. Here it is on the 1 yard line, and we don't come away with a score. And I think it's, you know, at that point you're saying, come on, we're better than this, and let's execute and get these things done. And so it was a heartfelt talk at halftime. Well, he's, you know, we got a lot of guys that make good decisions, smart decisions, and play, you know, smart football. And just great presence, you know, to get up and go. And we just showed a clip like that on in Saturday morning. And, you know, when we talk about some things that can take place in a game and how you got to take advantage of opportunities. Allen Robinson and Indy got up and took off and ran. They called it dead. But Regis, you know, had the presence to make a big play out of it. Regis? Yeah. I mean, he shows up every week in practice. And he does a great job in special teams. I think for us, you also look at, he got more involved with the offense last week, or against Indy. And, you know, that have faith in him and go out there in the crunch time and make plays. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, guys have an opportunity, and when they have that opportunity to capture it. I think if you would ask Jalen, he would say that that was a battle, that first half, you know, and I think he would say that there's times he got the best of him. And, but in the second half, we told him, you know, you don't win a game in the first quarter. You don't. You got to finish. And that's what it was all about. And he finished and, you know, made a critical play. I think so. We didn't talk about specifically Soldier Field, but I think just overall awareness. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You know, sometimes we change the tempo in the game. You know, we decided to go, you know, a little bit more no huddle. And we did it. I'm not sure exactly when it was. We talked about it and said, you know what, we just need to stimulate our guys and get them going a little bit. So, you know, I know when you go no huddle, you know, you see more rotation.
Like you kind of struggled early second half? You want to go maybe up tempo a little earlier? Think you should have?
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, it's like with the defense. Sometimes if you feel them not having a lot of energy, you make calls that promote energy. You know, you bring pressure, and sometimes it stimulates your whole defense. And I think at that time we just felt like going no huddle was stimulate the whole offense. And so, you know, you got to pick and choose your time. I mean, something that we look at. Obviously, we still got a lot of questions on offense. We're not running the ball like we want. We're not moving the ball like we're capable of moving it. And so we have to take a hard look at that. You know, I know we did in the bye week, but every week is different. And, you know, there's a lot of messages out there for us, and we got to find some answers to this. Well, you know, that's what we'll talk about and see. You know what? We try to play a lot of tight coverage, man coverage in the first half, and we just brought more pressure in the second half.
Go back to Ramsey for a second. Did you have to give him a little pep talk at halftime saying, hey, or change, did you have to change his technique at all?
No. I didn't have to talk to him. You know, challenge him, challenge the whole team. We did do that. Well, I think, you know what, it's a game, you know, it's challenging. NFL, man, it is hard. It's challenging on a quarterback and, you know, throughout the whole game. But you know what? We had a couple possessions left in the third and fourth quarter that we had to take advantage of, and he came through for us. And, you know, so his frustration level may be he just wants it consistently throughout the whole game. And we've got to work towards that. But not frustration where it affected him in the third and fourth quarter. Well, that's, you know, we talk about, we have the capabilities of doing this. I just think we have to mature as a team. You know, we have to grow up as a team. And I think when you go and experience this, this is a good sign. This is a good step towards that. It doesn't mean we are, but it means we're capable of doing it. And so we just got to, you know, learn that. We expected to come in here and play well, though. We really did. We expected to come in here after the bye week, came back, good practices the whole week. We expected to come in and play well. Well, I don't know. I don't think we didn't execute, you know, and some of those penalties popped up. I don't know the total number of penalties. I think they were down a little bit, but we still had some. And, you know, put us in some tough situations. There were some three and outs that we had during the game, you know, so again, it comes back to just executing. You know, when you take a look at a game, usually it's, you know, you hurt yourself. And, you know, that's, I think, what we realized today as a team, especially in the first half, in the locker room at halftime. I think we realized that. Good. I mean, to come back, we play a lot of man coverage now, a lot of man coverage. And that's, you're lined up on a guy and you got to win. And we challenged him throughout. I thought the defense really played hard. The time of possession was greatly in Chicago's favor. And we went out there in critical times and had to come up with stops, at least hold them to a field goal, even the turnover that we had. So I thought the defense really stood up in with the time of possession, the way it was, the way it played out. Well, you know, we talk about the character of this team, and that's what I said in there. There's times you're going to count on that character, and today was one of those days. Okay, thank you.
Final in Chicago. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Hey, Jags fans, Coach Gus Bradley here. Nothing quite matches the excitement of leading our team onto Ever Plain Field.
It was good. You know, it's a good team victory. thought the defense did an extremely good job keeping us in the game. You know, obviously started out good, started fast, and then had, you know, bad throw in the end zone on the first drive, and then really stalled, you know, for the next two quarters, and then kind of got in the rhythm again, going no huddle in the fourth. And I thought the guys did a good job of getting in a groove and kind of finding ways to make plays.
Like your frustration level before the
things got going?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating because it wasn't necessarily what they did to stop us. It was us stopping ourselves, which has kind of seemed to be our Achilles heel, hurting ourselves. So we got to continue to find ways to eliminate that. But, you know, it's good. It's exciting. You know, guys are fired up. You know, so it's a good time.
Like, take us to the first possession, first and goal, the half-yard line, and the power formation in there. Did you check out of that?
Yeah, no, we go, so what was it? We go down to the one, and then we got the full start, right? And then
fade, first.
Fade, right, so we go first down fade, second down full start, and then, you know, I think it was, what did we come back to? I don't know what the second down play was, but the third down play was, you know, it was something we felt comfortable with, you know, really kind of just a, you know, sweep the board type read. And got back to A-Rob, and he was open. You know, I just got to give him a better ball, easier play, you know, because it's an easy touchdown, and it would have been a good start, and I think set the tone and, you know, had momentum definitely going a different way. Say it again. Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, and I think it's huge. You know, I think I know the character of the guys in that locker room and how resilient they are. But I think it's good as a team that hasn't necessarily been successful for a long time to see that they have the ability to do that. You can be down 10-0, you know, whatever it was, and come back and win. You know, I think it was good to see guys on the sideline continuing to stay positive, continuing to stay upbeat, even though we weren't necessarily, you know, doing anything to stay on the field offensively. You know, it was just a matter of time before we got our chance and had an opportunity to make a play. Right. Yeah. And that was awesome. A-Rob goes on a deep ball on the play before and missed him there. And then A-B gets a chance to come in. And really, we were no huddle. So we kind of went with the formation strength on the other side. And he just kind of stayed over there to make it easy rather than running guys around and ran a good route. You know, fortunately, the DB fell down and he got up and made a good play. So it was exciting. Happy for him, you know, to be able to do that. Yeah, no, I think in that point in time in the game and the way we were playing, any touchdown would be more than welcomed. You know, I don't know. I think it's definitely something that I feel comfortable in. You know, I know it's something that our offense, you know, is, you know, I think it helps us kind of find a rhythm when we're struggling. It's a good mix-up. I thought it was perfect time for, you know, Ole to make that call and go no huddle because we weren't getting things done, you know, kind of with our game plan and huddling and doing all that. So, you know, I know I feel comfortable in it. I like doing it. You know, I know our guys like doing it and feel good with it. So it's good to see us get some production out of it. Yeah, I think so, definitely, you know, and thought that about last week. You know, got a chance to go to London last week, switch up the routine, change things up a little bit. Then we go on a bye week, get a chance to kind of reevaluate. Then we come out and go, you know, on a road to Chicago. And we come out and start the game awesome, right, for, you know, 10, 12, whatever, how many plays the first drive was, and go 80 yards. And then, unfortunately, you know, throw an interception in the end zone, which can't happen. But, you know, I thought that was good. And then we stalled, you know, which was, it was tough to see that running game kind of disappeared. Weren't able to convert on third down, you know, weren't really staying ahead of the chains. You know, penalties started showing up. So that's still stuff we got to clean up. And we know that, and we'll continue to work on it. But, you know, just extremely happy for these guys in this locker room. Thanks.
College, no, a great college program, I have to be honest. And thankfully, he's on our side. And he's a kid you can go to from Alshon. You know, Alshon's a guy who's been around. He's a Pro Bowler, and he gets it done when he has to get it done for his team. And Jalen, I'm sorry, he wants that. You know, he wants the opportunity to compete against the best because he wants to be known as the best. And you got to love those young players that walk around that sort of swagger, you know, and you can build around that. And I think we need more of that from our defense, the excitement, the energy, and the passion. You know, and those things alone, I think, are going to help win some ball games.
There you have it. We'll come back with the Bud Light play of the game. We'll also have a final Everbank stats check coming up. Oh, boy, what a win. 17-16, Jaguars rally for a win at Soldier Field over the Bears. They improved to 2-3. More after this on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
This is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics, a Konica Minolta company. Konica Minolta is an innovatively powerful worldwide company, leaders in super technology that can help your company grow. Konica offers powerful software solutions, exceptional IT services, and award-winning digital copier systems. Konica is ranked as one of the best companies to work for by Forbes magazine. Partnering up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics and market vice president of Konica Minolta Business Solutions.
Fall has arrived, and football is in the air. The Jags make their return to Everbank Field on Sunday, October 23rd. Don't miss the battle of young superstars when the Jaguars take on Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, and the Oakland Raiders. Visit Jaguars.com to purchase your seats today. Come watch Malik Jackson, Telvin Smith, and Jalen Ramsey lock down the bank. Limited tickets remain for this premium matchup for as low as $44. Call 904-633-2000 to purchase today.
Got a long day ahead? Power on with Smoothie King's new coffee high-protein smoothies. It's a nutritious breakfast blended to shift your morning into high gear with delightfully smooth cold-brewed coffee for your mind and at least 30 grams of protein for your body. Try all four energizing flavors, vanilla, almond mocha, raspberry mocha, and cinnamon latte, and power on your day. New coffee high-protein smoothies. Coffee for your mind and protein for your body. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose.
Brian Sexton here. There's nothing better than the cheer of Jaguars fans on game day. That's the same sound you could be making as a winner of the Dreamfinders Homes Take It to the House promotion. As the official home builder of the Jags, Dreamfinders is offering a chance for you to win $100,000 towards a new home. All you have to do is visit a Dreamfinders model to register. Now that's something to cheer about. For more information, visit DreamfindersHomes.com for models near you. And oh yeah, go Jags!
You know, the giant insurance companies basically have one strategy, to wear you down. They try to intimidate you with their teams of lawyers and endless resources. But we have our own team of lawyers and all the resources we need to go the distance. They're not going to wear us down. We'll keep fighting for justice. Something to think about when you're up against a giant. Farrah and Farrah, protecting you and your family. Call us at 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. The Jags win at 17-16 over the Bears, and they improve to 2-3. The Bears fall to 1-5. The Jags still right there in the hunt now in the AFC South. Big Colts-Texans matchup tonight on Sunday Night Football. The Texans at 3-2 entering this week have the lead in the division. The Colts could take that lead with a win tonight. It's now time for the highlights from today's game and the Bud Light play of the game as well. We start off with the Jaguars driving on their opening drive. 12 plays, 74 yards. They get down to the 1. They get penalized, moved back to about the 6-yard line. Third down and goal. Blake Bortles picked off in the end zone.
Three receivers left. Julius Thomas isolated to the right. Yeldon the running back. Shotgun for Bortles. He takes. Looks to his left, now looks to the middle of the field. Now still looks, fires it into the end zone. That ball is going to be picked off. It came in and out of the hands of Allen Robinson, and it was intercepted in the end zone and run back to the 20-yard line.
Porter with the pick, and the Bears turned him away. Then the Jaguars were the ones that went into hibernation, if you will, over the rest of the first half. They only had three possessions, a couple of punts, end of the half, the first three possessions of the second half. Meanwhile, the Bears got a field goal, Barth from 36 yards, 3-0. And then their next drive, a big reception for Jeffrey against Jalen Ramsey. 16-play drive, 86 yards, Jordan Howard from a yard out.
First and goal, Bears from the 1-yard line of Jacksonville. Too tight. They hand it to Howard on a running play, and he works right into the end zone. 1-yard touchdown run by Jordan Howard on an ISO play. and the Bears have extended the lead.
That made it 10-0. That would be the halftime score. In the second half, each team punted twice. And the Jags punted a third time for the half. And then the Bears got a 24-yard field goal from Barth. 11-play, 84-yard drive, 13-0. The Jaguars finally moved the ball. They had to get something going. It was the start of the fourth quarter when Ivory set up just outside the one-yard line.
First and goal from the 1.5. Tyson Alualu in the game. Three tight end set. Ivory the running back. High formation for Jacksonville. They hand it to Ivory. Picks his way to the right side into the end zone for the touchdown. He lowered his shoulder and got it in from 1.5 yards away. And Jacksonville is on the board.
Put Jacksonville within one score. The Jags defense forced a punt. The Jaguars offense back in the field. Couple plays in. A disaster.
Second and 5 now from the 21-yard line. Two right, one left. Shotgun for Bortles. He drops again. Look. Now he's going to run out of it to his left side. The ball's knocked out of there. The ball was knocked out of his hand from behind. The Bears trying to get it. The Jags trying to get it. No signal yet. It's going to be Bears football.
Bears recover Willie Young with the sack fumble. That set up a Barth field goal of 32 yards, 16-7 Chicago. Jags, though, answer. 11 plays, 63-yard drive. Myers good from 30 yards, made it 16-10. Jaguars defense got a 3-and-out. Hoyer had the bobbled snap, which helps things there. Then the Jags drive again. Well, they had run a few plays with Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee running down the field. They were out of the game on this play. Aurelius Ben had come into the lineup, and it pays off.
2:58 to play. Second down and 10. Dropping his Bortles. Looks. Fires it downfield to Aurelius Ben. Makes a spot. He catching. Gets up. Aurelius on his feet to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Aurelius Ben. He slid down, caught it, got up, and went the distance. And Jacksonville within an extra point of taking the lead.
51-yard touchdown for Aurelius Ben. His first touchdown since the 2011 season. He's been banged up throughout his NFL career. Extra point was good, 17-16. It's up to the defense. The pass rush got there at one point, and it was up to a guy who had been burned a lot in the first half. This is fourth down for the Bears.
Fourth and 10 Bears, 1:03 to play. Howard motions back to the backfield. Shotgun for Brian Hoyer. Two left, one right. Four-man front for Jacksonville. They blitz this time. He drops. Fires to the middle of the field. The ball knocked away by Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey knocked it away from Alshon Jeffrey. And the Jags are going to take over on down.
And the Jags kill the clock after that. The Bud Light play of the game is the Aurelius Ben touchdown. 51 yards. The Bud Light play of the game brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. We'll come back with an Everbank stats check. Plenty more to come with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. Final score 17-16. The Jags over the Bears in Week 6. And this is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
You got your Jaguars jersey, your Jaguars throw blankets, your Jaguars mugs, your Jaguars bed sheets, your Jaguars china set, your lucky Jaguars t-shirt that's totally worked every season. You thought about naming your kid after your running back. You settled for your dog instead. And this Sunday, you're going to have your team on another important part of game day. Beer. Introducing Bud Light Jaguars Team Cans, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Beer with your team on. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like the coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
Jaguars fans, are you ready to up your checking game? Game on. The Jaguars Visa debit card, available exclusively at Everbank, is yours free when you open an Everbank Yield Pledge checking account. With your Jaguars Visa debit card, you'll get unlimited ATM reimbursements nationwide when you maintain a minimum average daily balance of $5,000. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a financial center near you or find us online at everbank.com/JagsCard. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Everbank, member FDIC.
Jaguars postgame continues. PRI Productions has everything you need to bring your next event to life. If you want people to come together, you want PRI. Visit PRIProductions.com to learn more. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey in Jacksonville, Fred Taylor on the line from South Florida. As the Jags beat the Bears 17-16, Jaguars now 2-3 for the season. And it's time now for an Everbank final stats check. You know, it turned out okay in the end, of course, because the score was what it was. This was a lopsided Chicago statistical advantage at halftime of this game, certainly, with the Jags in the first half running only 22 plays for 97 yards. The Bears 40 plays for 204 yards in the first half. Well, at the end of the day, Chicago led the way in total yardage, 389 to 317. Rushing yardage, 92 to 54. The Bears led there. They led 297 to 263 in passing net penalties. Bears had 10 for 87 yards. The Jags, well, they had a lot of them early. 5 penalties for 50 yards. That is very much improved overall from the first 4 weeks of the regular season for a team that was that had the most penalty yards in the league, even with the bye week. They had some costly wins early, but overcame those. The 2 turnovers for the Jags today, but they lost the turnover battle and won the football game. Time of possession in favor of the Bears, 35-47 for Chicago. The Jags ran some no-huddle stuff, some quick offense there towards the end of the game to try to get back into this thing. There's your look at the team stats today. And, you know, there's a few guys that stand out on an individual basis, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, starting, we'll go at the quarterback position here. I don't know if Blake Bortles stood out today, but his numbers were 271 through the air, 20 out of 30. I mean, the numbers aren't terrible in when you look at him in total, but he did have the interception at the goal line. Was that partially on him, partially on Allen Robinson? He had the fumble when he had the strip sack, but he did throw the touchdown to Aurelius Ben. A lot of work there done by Ben, but regardless, those are the numbers for Blake Bortles. Brian Hoyer throws for 300.
Yeah, I'd love to see Blake's numbers after three quarters compared to the fourth.
Probably not much close at all, right? Yeah. Certainly that 50. Look, you get the catch, the run after the catch. You'll take that as a quarterback. Right. You want that as a quarterback. 302 through the air for Hoyer. 30 out of 49. Passing and took one sack. That was Ngakoue who got to him. Chris Ivory, 11 carries for 32 yards, but a little bit of a tone setter early. Did score the rushing touchdown, his first of the season. TJ Yeldon, 6 carries for only 21 yards. Blake ran it 3 times for only a single yard. They did a good job with Jordan Howard on the ground. He did score a touchdown, but it took him 15 carries to net 34 yards. Kadeem Carey had 50 on 9 carries coming off the bench. Allen Hurns led the way, catching the ball for the Jags, 5 for 74. Marquise Lee, we mentioned earlier, 6 for 61. Aurelius Ben, you don't often average 51 yards per reception, but that's what he did today on his one catch and scored the touchdown. Allen Robinson had 3 for 49 to top the Jags pass catchers there. Cameron Meredith followed up his breakout game last week with another 100-yard outing, 11 receptions for 113 yards today. Alshon Jeffrey, 7 for 93, the vast majority of that coming in the first half. However, and defensively, Paul Posluszny, 11 total tackles, including 10 solo. Telvin Smith, 8 solo tackles to match or nearly match Posluszny. So the linebackers, middle and weak side, getting the job done.
And Aaron Colvin, in his return today, had 5 tackles, his first game in 2016. What do you make of it, Fred? The Bortles numbers today, you know, you could say all the numbers a lot of times don't matter. He's 0 for 9 in 300-yard passing games in his career. He had 271 today, a lot of those late. But he did what he had to do at the right time, push the buttons at the right time to get it done today.
No, it's not. It wasn't pretty at all. And I'm sure Blake will be the first to admit that. And he started off slow. The interception there, the opening drive was amazing. I thought he hit some good shots, as well as the scoring drive there in the fourth quarter. So he did, as you mentioned, JP, he did what he needed to have done at the right moment. And we're going to all say, all right, well, it's ugly, it's ugly. No one cried when Sexy Rexy, Rex Grossman, helped the Bears make it to the Super Bowl. You know, even back in the day when Jim McMahon did it, nobody complained about that. So if Blake's going to play just on an average basis, then if the defense is playing well on the other side and translates to win, I'm totally fine with that. Not everyone is going to be a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady. But my one thing with Blake, I would just like to see him protect the ball just a little bit better, you know, and not hurt your team in that sense. Just try and be aware of the things going on around you and just protect the ball, rather throw it away, you know, go down, take a sack, punt, have a great punter in Norman. So, you know, one of those things coming to play, I would definitely be, you know, forever a Blake Bortles fan.
We'll come back with Player of the Game voting for the Jaguars Radio Network. Fred's vote is already in. We'll have to complete the process when we come back. 17-16, the Jags over the Bears. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
Taking the field, a bold vet.
Check out that power.
Gets the most out of every carry.
That's one tough lineup.
And it's all because of EcoBoost technology with the power and performance to take it to the house.
And you can get it in just about any Ford, including the rugged F-150 and the lightning quick Mustang.
Ford powered by EcoBoost. Proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Get it at your Southern Ford dealer today.
Your family could go all the way to Super Bowl 51. Enter Ticketmaster's Super Bowl 51 Football is Family Sweepstakes, including four tickets to the Super Bowl, round-trip airfare for four, a three-night hotel stay, a $500 gift card for the NFL shop, and more. To enter, text FAMILY to 842-538 or go to Ticketmaster.com/footballisfamily.
No purchase necessary. Legal license to U.S., Canada, except QBC, 18 plus. Void where prohibited. And 12 p.m. PDO on 1-1-2017. See Ticketmaster.com/footballisfamily. For rules and alternative entry, message data rates may apply. Up to two auto responses to entry. Sponsor Ticketmaster.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame rolls along. Jags win at 17-16 over the Chicago Bears. And now the Jags 2-3. Bears are 1-5, and plenty of questions down the line here for the Chicago Bears. That's their issue. The Jags still have plenty of questions of their own, of course, but they are still in the thick of it in the AFC South. 2-3, and they're back home next week against the Oakland Raiders, who are actually playing right now. We'll get you posted on that coming up. Now it's time for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. Fred Taylor, a little breach of protocol, but not a big deal. He voted for.
I'm gonna renege on that, JP.
Oh, he's backing out.
That was the easy way out. That was just the easy way out. So I'm not gonna. No, I'm not going to take the easy way out.
Time
fight
to reconsider.
For it.
Wow. All right. Well, who's going to go first? Oh, here, I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half, technically,
correct,
to break any ties. So, Mike, you want to go for it?
Sure. I'm going to go with Aurelius Ben. I know it was one play. I don't know if they win the game if Aurelius Ben doesn't get up. I really don't know if the Jags were going to sustain a drive that would have resulted in a touchdown there. It was a bit of a broken play, but it was a heads-up play by him to get up. And a little bit fluky, absolutely. You know what? 51-yard touchdown, does it count for six? Absolutely. That, to me, was the play that gave them the shot. And, of course, the extra point was necessary, but Myers drilled that. So I'm going to go with Aurelius Ben on his one catch.
Wow.
Scoring the touchdown that made the difference.
That might be an unprecedented and all-timer there. One play and the player of the game. But,
don't worry, I'll change my vote in a few minutes.
I know, yeah. Right.
I'll follow
Fred's. We got two
lead.
Segments left. You can back up. I'm going to go with – this is a tough one. This really is spread out everywhere. But Allen Hurns, yeah, he was targeted 11 times, made five catches, 74 yards. Remember, he went down in the game. and it looked like he took a real shot, came back on the field. He had a number of catches in key situations today. So toughness factor and the times when the catches came, that's Allen Hurns is my vote. Fred, who you got?
All right, I'm going to go with the defensive leader in the middle, Paz. 11 total tackles, 10 solos. He was all around. He made some great tackles. If he had let those receivers slip through his grasp, I think they would have converted even more, even the big play he made on Meredith there on a drag route at the end of the game. And then that was followed up by a offensive holding that pushed him even further back out of field goal range, and then eventually Ramsey made the big play right there on Alshon Jeffrey. So I'm going to give it a pause. He was flying around all the day. He led the team, stopped them when they needed to, and got us in position to win the game.
There you have it.
I'm not going to argue it,
no,
A, because Fred, it's his vote, and and B, because he's a heck of a pick.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And since Fred has the vote and a half, he gets the tiebreaker, and
Paul Posluszny
is the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game today. 11 total tackles in the game for Paz. He's playing some really good football.
I mean, do they still get a watch or something? Do they get anything? I remember back in the day, the player of the game used to get something.
Right.
And I remember Dan Edwards used to always bring me a watch to my locker.
See, so, you won some players
if you
in the
get
game.
Something, hey, that .5, that half a point, man. Just swing the whole thing wide open.
Oh, you a little kickback? Is that what you're asking for there, Fred?
Hey, listen, hey, kickback. Someone told me he's a Hall of Famer, Derrick Brooks. He said, if it's free, take three, baby.
That's right.
That's a good point. So, Paz is the player of the game. We'll come back. The injury report for the Jaguars and much more with Fred Taylor as well. Jags win it 17-16, and this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Want to see yourself on the video boards at a Jaguars game this season? Now you can, thanks to the Selfies and Slices promotion brought to you by Mellow Mushroom and the Jaguars. Come into any Jacksonville area Mellow Mushroom and snap a selfie with their featured Jags player cutout. Post it on Instagram and make sure to tag at Mellow Jags and use the hashtag Mellow Jags for a chance to win two tickets to the next home game and see your picture on the big screen while you're at the game. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. See official rules for details.
Microsoft Surface is the official tablet of the NFL. While NFL coaches and players use Surface Pro 4 this season, fans at home can show their fandom with the same device. Now available, the Surface Special Edition NFL type covers. And for a limited time, buy a Surface Pro 4 in any NFL type cover and get 15% off NFL Game Pass and a chance to win Super Bowl 51 tickets. Visit surface.com/NFL to learn more. Get your Surface at a Microsoft store or online today. Must be U.S. resident 18 or older. Ends January 1st, 2017. See website for official rules.
Jaguar fans, Tony Buscelli here. If any of you are like me living in the Jacksonville area, you know the water in your house is horrible. It's hard, ruins fixtures and appliances, and tastes terrible. That's why I call Colgan, official water of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Awarded the most efficient water softener on the market, Colgan has been helping people like us for over 85 years. They fixed all my water problems and gave me amazing water. So good, I drink it right from the kitchen sink. Contact Colgan at ycolgan.com and have them come out for free to test your water. Experience the Colgan difference today.
Man, I can't land this trick. The sun keeps getting in my eyes.
Here, you gotta try these Modison sunglasses. They're made from recycled skateboards.
I've never seen anything like these.
No two are alike, and Modison has a bunch of different styles available, each with its own use and abuse graphics.
Whoa, light, comfy, and these lenses are amazing.
Yeah, they come with the sweet flex hinges and polarized lenses that keep the glare out of your eyes, and you can't blame falling on the sun.
Right on. I'm definitely getting a pair of these.
Check out their full collection at Modison.com.
Technology today is always changing, but one thing has remained consistent for the past decade in Jacksonville. CSI Tech is your partner for finding the top IT talent in Northeast Florida. Across the full spectrum of IT positions, CSI Tech can find the right fit for you. And with their award-winning people, done right philosophy, you can feel confident in the results. Call CSI Tech at 800-582-0828 or go to peopledoneright.com and partner with CSI Tech, part of the CSI Companies and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars postgame rolls along after Jags win. 17-16, back-to-back wins for the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. You know, Alan Hearns on Twitter a couple of minutes ago. Not always pretty, but a win is a win. Let's stack them up, he says.
Got a little stack going.
Yeah, a little small stack.
Two-win stack.
How about another one? That'd be a three, and you'd be
even.
Let's
do it. I'm ready.
The double stack.
Why not? The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. And, you know, at least on the outside looking in, that's a pretty good sign today. Alan Hearns went down in the final drive of the first half but came back in the game. Odrick had a little bit of an issue late in the game, but he was on the field towards the end as well. I don't remember, guys, anybody going out and not coming back on the field for the Jaguars, at least today. That's a positive sign if that is the truth.
Yeah, I don't recall that either. And Tashawn Gibson didn't look like he had any issues coming into the game. Questionable as he went on the injury report yesterday. Of course, hopefully they'll get their two return guys back in Rashad Greene and Corey Grant. But other than that, Fred, I think heading into week 7 in the National Football League, this team is remarkably healthy.
Now, I think they're pretty healthy, you know, considering that what they've gone through and the point we are in the season. And that's the key. A lot of teams are going to be depleted. They got the Ravens game today. They lost a lot of guys out there. Weeks before that, lost a lot of guys. And the injuries are going to take place, and they're going to stack up. You know, and that's when, you know, the front office plays a huge role. It goes from the guys that have been there preparing, you know, waiting for their opportunity to play, and then the guys that the front office can find that are on the street that can possibly come in and help out. Because injuries happen, long season, physical game. Just got to keep on grinding. Keep, you know, as Hearnsy said there, just keep stacking them up and figure it all out as it comes.
Hey, remember, next week the Jaguars are home. The Oakland Raiders come to town. Come see Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, and the Raiders face Malik, Telvin, Jalen, and the rest of the Jaguars if they try to lock down the bank. Tickets remain for this matchup for as low as $44. Call 633-2000 or visit jaguars.com/tickets. When we return, we'll preview that matchup with the Oakland Raiders. The Jaguars are now 2-3 with a win over the Chicago Bears in week 6. The final score 17-16. We'll wrap it up after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Jaguars fans, if you're looking to buy a home or refinance your current mortgage, it's time to take it to the house with your hometown lender. EverBank and their team of home lending specialists are ready to go to work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. So if you're ready to make the most of your lending experience, connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is an equal housing lender, NMLS 399805.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
To enjoy a perfectly crafted 1893 from the makers of Pepsi Cola, you must first appreciate its carefully selected ingredients. A dash of cola nut extract, a hint of real sugar, a splash of sparkling water, and a generous amount of attractive spokesperson. Trust me, I'm gorgeous. Cheers to 1893 boldly blended colas, a delicious balancing act of premium ingredients from the makers of Pepsi Cola.
Kick is up. It's good! It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse Sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit Jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs. Final moments of Jaguars postgame. If you're in Jacksonville and listening on our flagship station, 1010XL, the scoreboard show is coming up next with your calls. Mike Dempsey and I will
find out your reaction.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be a
It'll be mixed, too. Absolutely. Yeah. I think people should be happy with the win. They're probably not going to be in love with the way the offense played.
You think?
That's fair. So we'll find out, Freddie.
Yes, we will.
But we've been spoiled, man. You get it. The fans, and I don't want to say this because I am a fan, and I can get spoiled too. But at the same time, with the way things have been going, you know, for truth be told, as Hearnsy said, a win is a win. It doesn't matter. We all want it to be pretty. But at the end of the day, like I told my daughter before I had to, I was forced into buying her a car for graduating. You got to get from point A to B. I don't care how it looks. Transportation, you want to get there. You know, whether it's a European car, American, it doesn't matter. You want to get there. And it's much tougher when you're walking. So, fans, let's appreciate this. It's two in a row. We haven't done this in a while, regardless of how it looks. You know, let's appreciate it. Positivity, all positive going forward. Let Jack and the gang come in here next week and get another one and stack up another one. So let's just be positive and appreciative.
That's what happens next week. The Oakland Raiders come to town. They enter this week 4-1. They are trailing the Kansas City Chiefs currently 13-7. That game has 4 minutes 44 seconds remaining in the second quarter. But it's a Raiders team that has traveled well this year. They've traveled to the East Coast a number of times and gotten victories already. It's a similar-looking team in terms of young star talent, possibly, on this roster, certainly for the Jags. But for the Raiders, it's almost the same way. Young quarterback, young playmaker on the outside, and Cooper. They got a defense that has some pass rush to it and some ability, and this is the game, honestly, I was looking forward to at the start of the year.
I think a lot of people were for a lot of the reasons you said, JP. This is a measuring stick game. You know, Blake Bortles will continue to be measured against the peers in the quarterback group that he came in with and the very next year. Those 2 years are about five guys, maybe six, that you're going to take a look at with him. And the thing about the Raiders is they're not going to be intimidated by anything because every game they've had has been a one-possession game. They found ways to win four out of the five, including Fred – Jack Del Rio going for it on opening day for a two-point conversion with an extra point ties the game on the final play of the game. It's a win-lose coin flip. I would imagine, Fred, players love a coach who puts the faith in the team, particularly when it works, but it loves the fact that Jack put the faith in the Raiders' offense to make that play.
And that's always been Jack. You know, Jack's he's a gambler. He's going to take his shots. It doesn't matter. I think when he was coaching in Jacksonville, maybe at one point, I believe we led the league in fourth down attempts. I'm not going to always say we converted those, but he didn't hesitate to call it on fourth down. And as you guys mentioned, they have a lot of young studs coming in here, and Derek Carr, guy who can sling it. He got some weapons to sling it to, Amari Cooper. And then Michael Crabtree is over there now silently having a great season. Latavius Murray in the backfield. And Carr, he's elusive. He can run the ball. He can run around with the ball. Then on the defensive side, they got pretty good players there. Reggie Nelson is over there. Sean Smith, corner, who might be a good matchup versus Allen Robinson this week, considering his size, his height, and he's been in the league for some time, and he's a decent cornerback over there. So it's going to be some great comparisons, great matchups, I should say, and it's going to be a good game. The Raiders aren't really stopping anyone, which bodes well for our offense. Maybe we can put up some points this week. And our defense has a challenge with the offensive guys I just named. So I think it'll be a very, very good matchup, and hopefully the long travel and everything can help us with the home field advantage. We come away with the W.
Try to lock down the bank this Sunday. A 1:00 kickoff will go on air on the network at noon. So come on out to Everbank Field and see the Jags and the Raiders. Fred, well done. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week here in Jacksonville. How about it?
Hey, JP, I appreciate it. Let me say one thing. I can say one thing real quick?
Oh, go for it, yeah.
Check it out. So I'm a Jag, right? And I'm always going to be a Jag. And I'm doing the radio stuff with you and Mike. You guys do a great job in helping me. What I'm trying to get away from is saying us when we and us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not supposed to. I try to give a unbiased opinion. You know, and I do that. But I can't get away from saying we and us. You know, I'm supposed to be saying the Jaguars. If I'm going to be in this position, right?
Fred, your name is on the wall of the stadium, right, for goodness sakes.
You're not on this is not a national broadcast of the Jaguars. You know,
I know,
man,
but, you know, I'm practicing.
Broadcast.
This is, I'm practicing. I'm always trying to build.
Look, JP and I haven't played a snap since the backyard, and we say we and us from
right,
time to time.
Yes,
so, you know, if we can get away with
right.
it, you certainly
see, I
can
never
get
caught
away.
It, but now that you've admitted it, then everything's all good. Yeah,
you're
Mike.
Fine, man. You no, yeah. No issues with Fred Taylor.
Says the pride of the Jaguars running back.
You know, I be trying to do things the right way.
I like that. I like that, Fred.
Bring us a W next week, Freddie.
Ah, jeez. I wish I could do that every week.
Fred Taylor joining us from South Florida. We'll see him in studio next week. That'll do
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll talk to you, Fred.
All right, guys.
We'll move along now. That'll do it for network coverage today. The Jags win it 17-16. They were down 13-0 entering the fourth
Jags
quarter.
Jags win it.
Jags win.
Period.
It's
Jags
over.
Jags win it.
They improved to 2-3. The Jaguars Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards, manager of radio Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are producers. Max Hockman produces Jaguars.com coverage. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Lagerman, Mike Dempsey, and everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good night. Final score, 17-16. The Jags win it. The scoreboard show is next on our flagship station. That's it for the Jaguars Radio Network.